This is Akashvani, the news read by Shivangi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a visit to Odisha and West Bengal today. In Odisha, he will join President Draupadi Murmu at Paharpur village in Mayurbhanj district on the occasion of the president's 68th birthday. The two leaders will later address a massive public gathering marking the completion of 2 years of the Mohan Charan Majhi-led government of Odisha. During the program, they will launch development projects worth over 47,600 crore rupees at Rai Rangpur in Mayurbhanj. In West Bengal, Mr. Modi will participate in Paschim Banga Divas, West Bengal Day, celebrations at Tarkeshwar in Hooghly district today. He is also scheduled to launch Dedicate to the Nation and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in the state. Mr. Modi will release the 23rd installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan. Under this installment, more than 18,880 crore rupees will be transferred directly into the bank accounts of over 9.44 crore farmers across the country. The Supreme Court ruled that the right to walk on a demarcated footpath is a fundamental right. A bench of justices, P.S. Narasimha and A.S. Chandorkar, held that a citizen's fundamental right to walk on a demarcated footpath is primary and shall have priority over movement by motorized vehicles. In a significant verdict, the apex court said it forms part of the right to movement guaranteed under Article 19(1)(d) and other fundamental rights including Article 21, right to life and liberty. India's senior bureaucrat Vivek Agarwal has been selected as the next Vice President of the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, for the 2026-27 term. He will succeed Giles Thompson of United Kingdom, who has served in the role since July 2025. Meanwhile, in a social media post, External Affairs Ministry has termed it a major win for India. It said India continues to champion a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism. This leadership role reinforces New Delhi's relentless focus on combating global terrorist financing networks and dismantling illicit financial systems. The Financial Action Task Force is the global standard-setting body for combating money laundering, terrorist financing, and proliferation financing. India has been a member of the FATF since 2010. The National Testing Agency, NTA, said that it is fully prepared for the smooth, fair, and transparent conduct of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2026 re-examination scheduled for tomorrow. In a statement, the NTA said that the exam will be conducted across 551 cities in India and 14 cities abroad for over 22.79 lakh candidates. Meanwhile, the NTA has also launched an official WhatsApp channel for candidates. It said that all official WhatsApp messages will be sent only from its verified number +91 7827 98 0287. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that passport delivery has now become completely democratized as it is swift, secured, and decentralized. Addressing the annual Regional Passport Officers Conference in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said Indian passport is treated with respect and with confidence internationally.
As our foreign policy establishes India as a Vishwa Bandhu, the Indian passport is treated with respect and with confidence internationally. Our responsibility is to ensure that the process of obtaining this document remains a matter of right, not as a struggle.
Peace talks between the US and Iran were called off today after intense fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, killing 21 people. Iranians officials didn't travel as planned to Switzerland, insisting that the fighting in Lebanon must stop before the talks can take place. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance also postponed his trip. Israel and Hezbollah later agreed to a ceasefire. A senior U.S. official said negotiators for the U.S. and Qatar worked out the deal with help from Iran. In the FIFA World Cup 2026, USA has stormed into the knockout stage after beating Australia 2-0 in a Group D match at Seattle Stadium, Washington. The USA took a 2-0 lead in the first half through an own goal by Cameron Burgess. And that is the end of this news bulletin.